Englisch, Musterprüfung 2.
2.
One in five young people has been bullied in 2019. Good morning and welcome to our news podcast. My name is Jim Penn and today is the first day of the annual Anti-Bullying Week. As you may already know, the Anti-Bullying Week takes place every year from November 11th to the 15th. I am glad that our country is offering a whole week to raise awareness about such an important issue. Bullying is ruining the lives of hundreds of thousands of children, and one in five young people has experienced bullying during the past 12 months. That's what Anti-Bullying Charity Report pointed out. The charity report asked more than 2,300 young people aged between 12 and 20 about their experiences of bullying. The result is frightening. Today, I am going to present some facts to you, and in the following days, we will talk about measures to prevent and help. The survey says that one in five young people in the UK were bullied in the past year, and for one in 10, it happens every day. But that's not all. One third of the respondents who said they were bullied also stated that they thought about killing themselves. Almost 50% said that they felt anxious, and 86% of the young people said bullying had a negative impact on their confidence and on their social lives. But what are the reasons for bullying? More than half of the respondents say they believed they were targeted due to their physical appearance. 9% say they are sure that they were bullied because of their race. The study also showed that the most common form of bullying was verbal, followed by social exclusion, intimidation, and physical assault. Surprisingly, cyberbullying was found to be the least common form of bullying, according to the report. Another interesting aspect of the study is the perspective of the bullies. 59% of the young people who admitted to acting as a bully did so because they felt the bullied individual deserved it, or because they disliked them. The survey casts a frightening glance at our society, and we really have to work together to create a safer environment for our kids. We have to prevent bullying and help the victims. How to do it will be the topic of the next days. Tomorrow, we will talk to Anne Longfield, the Children's Commissioner for England, about preventive measures. Please tune in.